Hello, everyone, and welcome to the beta cast of my Treks in Sci-Fi podcast. This is your host, Rick Dosti, and I'll be guiding you through the worlds of science fiction. I want to first thank everyone for downloading and listening to this first beta cast. Like to welcome everyone to the show. This is Rico, your host for Treks in Sci-Fi. We're up to show 61 this week. Well, it's been a very long week, but it's going to be a long holiday weekend here for a lot of us in the United States, so that's kind of nice. A lot of things going on, at least.
Welcome to all the Star Trek and sci-fi fans out there.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 75 of the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast. I'm your host, Rico, and it is today, Sunday, September 24th, 2006. As usual, this week we're going to be looking at a Star Trek episode from the original series. My younger son saw it the other night, and he loved it. He was ready to go back and see it again. So WALL-E seems to be another hit for Pixar. I'll definitely be checking that out soon and let you know what I think. But on today's podcast and show, we are going to be looking at something a little different. I'm wanting to get back into another Star Wars-related show, and there's been some talk on Brian on the forums and a few other people have been talking about the Star Wars radio dramas, which I'm a huge fan of. Of course, I'm a big Star Wars fan as well as Trek and other sci-fi.
Hi, this is Chase Masterson from Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and you're listening to Treks in Sci-Fi podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and this is Treks in Sci-Fi podcast number 184 for July the 27th, 2008. It's another Sunday, another podcast, and we've got a great one for you this week.
This is Dominic Keating, Malcolm Reed, lieutenant to you at the Motor City Comic Con. Just wanted to say, keep on listening to Treks in Sci-Fi.
Before we get into the main part of this week's podcast, I wanted to put a little thank you out to the following people: Meds, Kenny, Rick Moyer, Darren, and Joe, or Billy Bob on the forums. I put a little shout out on the forum in the last. On today's podcast, show number 202 for December the 7th, 2008. So we're going to be covering, hey, guess what? Superman, yes. We're going to be looking at mainly Superman in the movies and in television. All the live, clear now, it's just the scanner, the communicator, and Uhura's eyepiece they showed there. One little thing I wanted to play for you, though. This is William Shatner's reaction to the look of the new Enterprise from the film, and I agree pretty much with his sentiments here. And, well, listen to this.
I've looked at pictures of the new Enterprise, and I'm being asked my opinion of the new Enterprise. And to me, it looks very much like the old Enterprise, which is terrific. It was a great design, a great imaginative design. I have to tell you, all of you out there.
Navigate our craft over the large green area. Yes, John Pine for Dairy Lounge, Bob. I think there are a bunch of Earthlings. Beam one up, Nebular. This is an utterly fascinating specimen. Let us try communicating.
Rico of Borg, your life as it has been is over. From this time forward, you will service Treks in Sci-Fi.
Ooh, he's really evil sounding, isn't he? So, here we are with a sort of a teaser trailer for the Star Trek VI movie.
For one quarter of a century, they have thrilled us with their adventures, amazed us with their discoveries, and inspired us with their courage. Their ship has journeyed beyond imagination. Her name has become legend. Her crew, the finest ever assembled.
I like to bring up and say, you know, have said that to people, you know, that it's a pretty positive, you know, very intellectual, that's not even a good word to use, but it's you know, there are very smart, intelligent people that are generally into this kind of an area of you know, whatever you want to call it, the fandom thing. And yeah. Like, I think a few times it's mentioned in there, there are a lot of people out there that collect stuff, you know, of some kind. They collect little porcelain dolls or Barbies or, you know, or Star Wars action figures or whatever. And so it was just good that they, you know, brought that up. I thought that, you know, several of them kind of said things like that. So,
well, ultimately, it's like I said at the very beginning of the podcast, it really is just a documentary about people's passions. And it's good that people are, you know, nothing wrong with being passionate about something.
Sure,
you know,
I'd much rather have that than, I don't care, you know, or whatever, be very, you know, apathetic. Try to bring in some new people that may have missed it, may have only seen a little bit of the show, and then maybe want to look it up again. You know, you can see these things sometimes even online streaming, and obviously DVDs and rentals and all that. So that's the show for this week, and let's get to it.
It all started when a time travel experiment I was conducting went a little caca. In the blink of a cosmic clock, I went from quantum physicist to Air Force test pilot, which could have been fun.
Fantasy movies, primarily. Maybe a few TV things thrown in, too. But mostly movie music and staying away from the biggies that I talk about typically, like Trek and Star Wars. But other, you know, movies of the past, you know, 10, 20, 30, who knows. I've got a stack of CDs here of soundtracks and things that I enjoy. And I want to play a few selections for you. Maybe some things you don't have in your collection. Maybe something you'd like to get. And just talk about the individual composers a little bit, the movies, and so forth. So that's on today's podcast, coming up on Treks in Sci-Fi.
Now establishing data link.
Hey everybody, I'm DJ Silver Fox.
And I'm DJ Big L from RadioGalactica.net.
And you're listening to the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast with Rico Dusty.
Cool.
Yes, of course, again, you're listening to Treks in Sci-Fi. This will be podcast 226.